Among the changes the Senate made to the House version of the budget is a $5 million boost to a program that funds centers that counsel pregnant women against abortion. The $5 million is five times the funding that normally goes to the Parenting and Pregnancy Program, which supports so-called pregnancy resource centers. President Larry Obhoff says it will have no trouble passing the Republican-dominated Senate.
I think that the large majority of our members would support what we've done here and, frankly, would support additional funding on top of what's in the bill now.
But Jamie Miracle at NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio says these facilities, sometimes called crisis pregnancy centers, often lie to women about the health risks of abortion. For instance, connecting the procedure to an increased chance of breast cancer, which Miracle says has been proven to be untrue.
We should not be spending this $5 million on programs that will do nothing but hurt the people that come to them for care.
Obhoff says he's unaware of that, and that just because abortion rights groups are saying something, that doesn't mean it's true. The American Cancer Society reports there have been studies with mixed results, but the largest and most reliable one showed abortion does not affect a woman's chance of developing breast cancer. Supporters of pregnancy resource centers say they employ medical professionals and provide emotional, medical, and educational support for pregnant women, along with material assistance sometimes. But opponents say some are run entirely by volunteers and offer no more medical expertise than free ultrasounds and STD tests. The state is no longer funding health services at Planned Parenthood, and Obhoff says that's really what this is about.
What they mean is these are pro-life options and we'd prefer that you give the money to Planned Parenthood. The legislature has chosen over time to make a decision that we would not prioritize organizations that perform non-therapeutic abortions. They took us to court. They lost.
Miracle counters that this money is coming from federal temporary aid to needy families, or TANF funds, which could be used for low-income housing.
Housing stability has been proven to decrease infant mortality, and the state instead decided to give $5 million to these fake women's health centers that provide incomplete care at best and lies and manipulation at worst.
The past two state budgets have each included $1 million for pregnancy resource centers. In addition to that, they can access money that comes from the $20 fee for each Choose Life license plate offered by the Bureau of Motor Vehicles since 2005, which have raised $585,000 in total. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.